Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Supla Reviews, otherwise known as Janine Garofalo's Expedition to Mount Everest, starring me, Carmen Antonelli, starring Sam Brooks.
You didn't clear that with me beforehand.
Okay, play the intro again.
This show contains strong language.
Welcome back to Supla Reviews, starring me, Carmen Antonelli, also known as... Fuck it. Play it again.
Why?
Because I fucked up the line.
Okay, go.
And topics... It's your time!
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of Supla Reviews, otherwise known as... Oh, wait, can I... Is it okay if I open with Janine Garofalo's Expedition to Mount Everest?
No.
Okay. Play the intro again.
Okay.
Listen...
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of the Supla Reviews, where we go through everything that WWE did this week, starting with Monday Night Raw, leading into Thursday Night SmackDown, ending with NXT. I'm Carmen Antonelli, and with me, as always, is Sam Brooks.
Good evening, children.
And Ellie Wilmer. Yeah. So, I'll be kicking things off this week with Monday Night Raw, which started with our favorite wrestler, Randy Orton. And he came out to the ring and he's talking about, Rollins sucks. And I don't suck. And you know who else sucks? Roman Reigns. And the crowd's like, yeah, we hate Roman for some reason. And then Reigns comes out and he's like, nah, dude, I don't suck. You are the one who sucks. Remember when I beat you at SummerSlam? And Orton's like, no, shut up, though. And then the New Day comes out, and they're like, hey, I'm not digging all this negativity. You guys need to chill out. And the best way for you to chill out is that Kane set up a match where the two of you got to fight the three of us. So let's do that now. And so they do that. And the match starts off with, I think, Kofi and Orton. And it's like, hey, it's a handicap match. So, you know, this is a numbers game and all that stuff. But eventually, Kofi's in the ring with Orton, and Reigns comes in. He's like, I'm going to do a cool thing. I'm going to spear Kofi and get us the win. And so he goes to spear Kofi, but Kofi moves out of the way. He spears Orton. And it's like, oh, no, miscommunication. Oh, gosh. And then someone throws Reigns out of the way. I think it was Big E. And then Kofi pins Orton, and it's like, ah, New Day wins, New Day rocks. No, New Day sucks, though. Oh, shut up, crowd. Shake my fist. And then Kane comes out, and he's like, well, at least you lost to the tag team champions. That's not that bad, right? Anyway, you're going to fight each other in the main event. Orton versus Reigns in the main event. There you go. Good. Whatever. Screw it. This opening was so chaotic, but...
I'm having trouble following what the fuck you're talking about.
Basically, Orton and Reigns lost to the New Day, and now they gotta fight each other.
So, the guy who previously beat both of the tag team champions in a 2-on-1 handicap match...
Yes.
...has now lost to the tag champions.
In a 3-on-2 handicap match.
The fuck is this booking?
It's Kane. So then Ryback comes out, and Renee Young interviews him, and she's like... Why did Bray Wyatt attack you? And he's like, I don't know, I'm hungry. Can I eat you? And she's like, no. And the crowd's like, hey, you were a lot like that Goldberg fellow from the WCW. And he's like, oh, shut up. Bray has his attention. Blah, blah, blah. Ryback says Bray doesn't scare him. But he woke him up or something. And now it's feeding time because I always eat when I wake up. First thing in the morning, got to eat 6 bowls of cereal and a Bray Wyatt. So I'm going to do that eventually, I guess. But then Bray shows up on the Titantron and says right back, no, you are scared, dude. You're not going to eat. You're just going to sit in the corner and be afraid of eating. I'm going to give you a fear of eating, basically. And that's going to ruin Ryback's life. So there's that feud in a nutshell.
Fucking fantastic.
So then we get a tag team match, not a handicap match, a legit tag team match, and it's Tyson Kidd and Cesaro versus The Ascension. Hey, The Ascension haven't been on TV in a little while. I theorize that maybe that was because whoever's booking this wants people to, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Maybe they won't remember that horrible losing streak that The Ascension had.
No.
So maybe they'll come out here and they'll beat the number one contenders and be cool guys.
No.
Maybe.
No.
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 So Cesaro uppercuts, I think it was Victor, like 8 times in a row, and just pins him. Okay. All right.
Punch them until they stop moving, then you win.
Basically, and that's what happened. So, there you go. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro win. So then Rollins is backstage, and Renee Young's like, hey, word on the street is you got to fight Dean Ambrose. What do you think about that? And Ron's like, it's stupid. Kane's stupid. Everything's stupid. I'm the only not stupid in this world. So he goes out and he's getting in the ring, and Ambrose comes out to the ring, and then Kane comes out because, you know, I'm not sick of that. And Kane's like, hey, Rollins, good news, buddy. If Ambrose beats you here tonight, he gets to be in the Payback main event, and it'll be a fatal four-way. What?
Why?
Because I don't know why Kane would make that decision. I honestly don't. But I get his reasoning was, it's like, hey, Rollins, you're right. There's no reason for you to fight Ambrose right now. So I'm going to fix it by giving you a reason. So I guess that's that. And then Rollins like, nah, it's stupid. You're stupid. Everything's stupid. Ambrose is stupid. The crowd's stupid. Canada's stupid. Because I think they were in Canada. And Ambrose is like, well, I think it's a good idea. And the match gets started, and that's the stipulation. So I went into this match not expecting anything because, you know, Ambrose is just the guy who everyone likes and loses all the time, basically the new Zack Ryder. So I was like, this isn't happening. He's not winning. Because why would they make it a fatal four-way after the leaked triple threat BS that went on, right? Well, guess what?
Did he fucking win for no reason?
After J&J's security tried to interfere and Ambrose threw them out of the ring, Rollins tried to roll him up, but Ambrose reversed the roll-up or some weird thing, and Ambrose actually pinned Rollins.
Oh, great. Fatal four-way.
Dude, I'm so okay with that. Not just because it's Ambrose, but because I did not want to see that triple threat.
Get rid of Randy Orton and it's perfect.
Make it a triple threat just with one different person.
Yes.
It's actually amazing.
Yes.
No, yeah, you're not wrong. Not to mention that match was actually really, really good.
Yeah, it was
between Ambrose
good.
And Rollins.
A couple of good spots in there.
You know, good stuff. And then Rollins storms into Kane's office and he's like, I should punch you for doing that. And Kane's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Dave wanted a triple threat through the vote. You didn't want a triple threat, so now it's not a triple threat anymore. And Rollins is like, I hate you. I hate every fiber of your being, and I hope you die.
I fucking Kane's like, hate okay. you, Kane.
Then Byron Saxon's backstage with Lana, and he's like, yo, people like you now. What do you think about that? And she's like, you know, I'm just out for the betterment of whoever. But before she can finish her sentence, Fandango comes in, and he's like, watch this. And he leaves the screen, and Rusev's like, what the heck was that? Lana's like, I don't know.
What the heck was that? I'm not getting anything from your description.
He said, watch this, and then left.
And went, as he left?
That's basically, yeah. So then there's a match between Rusev and Fandango.
Oh, fucking great.
Yeah, so you can imagine how that went.
No, tell me.
Fandango won with the jumping leg drop.
Oh, great.
And he's the new number one contender for the United States title, and it's going to be Cena versus Fandango in an I Quit match. No, Rusev won in like 2 minutes with the accolade, but not before Fandango convinced Lana to start dancing, and Rusev's like, no, no dancing, get out. And Lana's like, oh, okay. So she leaves, and then Rusev wins. That's the match.
No, sir. I don't like it. I don't like what they're doing with Lana and Rusev. Why are they doing the thing where the manager becomes the face and then eventually leaves? Why? They work so well together. I cannot see her working well without him, provided they totally change her fucking character.
Which they might.
Oh, good. I've actually been American this whole time. I'm sorry. Ha ha. I can say SH instead of CH.
I only said those Russian things because it seemed like the cool thing that the cool kids were doing.
Because Vince told me to.
Right. She should just come out and say that. And it's now, like, I've been American this whole time.
And now Vince is telling me to not do those things, and instead become the new female face of the company. Great.
Yeah, dude. I've actually been American this whole time, basically. And Cena will come out and be like, "No way, that's awesome!" And then they'll go off together, and Russo will be like, "No.
No, they won't. No, they fucking won't. Why are you doing this to me?"
Anyway, next match was R-Truth versus Stardust.
Again?
So, I guess at some point, R-Truth knocked Stardust down, and Truth just decided to take a breather and go look at Stardust's bag.
Bag?
Because I guess Stardust bag. Brought out a bag with him.
Why?
And R-Truth's like, I wonder what's in the bag. And he opens the bag, and it's a bunch of fake spiders. And he's like, "Oh no, no!" And Stardust rolls him up and gets a pin.
What the fuck is happening with this feud?
Is this a feud? Is this a legitimate thing?
R-Truth versus spiders? Yes. Why is that happening?
I don't know, dude.
Is it gonna culminate in a fucking match at Money in the Bank?
It's R-Truth versus a spider, and the spider's gonna pin him.
Yes, very easy to do.
Anyway, then Cena comes out, and he's like, "I quit." And everyone's like, what, really? And he's like, "Nah, dude, that's just what Rusev's going to say." And everyone's like, "Oh, man, shut up." And he cuts like a 5-minute promo about, I don't know, America and quitting or something. And then he's like, enough of that. Open challenge. You want some? Come get some. Who's it going to be? Now that we're in Montreal, Canada. It's the best place to be. So, you know who comes out, obviously. It's Bret Hart! Huh?
Oh yeah, that actually makes sense, seeing how he was United States champion like 5 years ago.
But he's like 85.
It's not a bad age.
It's a pretty bad age for wrestling.
Ric Flair is at least a million years old, and he can apparently go.
No, he can't.
I'm pretending.
So Bret Hart comes out, and he's like, "I'm just here to introduce your actual opponent, because he himself is apparently not enough of a draw to get a pop, so they needed me to come out here. So allow me to introduce," and then Heath Slater comes out.
Oh, that makes total sense.
All right, and he's like, "I am sick and tired of being refused my opportunity to become United States champion. I'm gonna, if the first time Orton RKO'd me from out of nowhere, and then Rusev hit me from behind from out of nowhere, I'm sick of getting attacked from out of nowhere." And then Bret Hart hits him with the microphone from out of nowhere.
I can just hear the bluegrass right now.
So Bret Hart hits him with the microphone. He's like, "Anyway, like I was saying, here's Sami Zayn," and everyone's like, "Wow, this is the best! This is the best!"
And then he comes out and he does the arm thing, and his arm falls off. Whoops.
Yeah. So Sami Zayn gets onto the steps like he always does, and he waves his arms like, "Yeah, it's the best! Everything's ow, 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 ow."
He hyperextended his shoulder, getting too excited.
Yeah.
Clearly, will go sailing no more.
Shut up. He is Mrs. Nesbitt. So Mrs. Nesbitt gets in the ring with Cena, right? And they have a pretty good match.
I have a question.
Yeah?
Did the hat look good? Tell me the hat looked good.
Tell me the hat looked good. It looked pretty good.
The apron was a bit much, I will say.
He thought the apron was a bit much, but...
Well, those years of academy training wasted.
Yeah, it really was, because Cena suplexed Nesbitt onto his shoulder like 7 times, which was like, "No, please don't do that, John." But he's like, "No, I'm going to keep doing it more. And then I'm going to run into your shoulder with my shoulder." And Nesbitt's like, "No, please don't." And it was a good match. You know, Nesbitt actually kicked out of an AA at some point.
One minute
you're
defending the whole galaxy, and suddenly you find yourself getting fucked in the shoulder by John Cena and his little sister.
But there was some good spots with, like, the Koji Clutch and the Blue Thunder Bomb. But, you know, in typical fashion, eventually Cena won with another AA after a springboard stunner. I guess this is a legit move of his now. But, you know, Cena wins and he holds up Zayn's working arm and he's like, yeah, this guy's cool. And Zayn's like, yeah, I'm cool. My arm hurts. Oh. And then everyone on Twitter was mad that he wasn't Zayn from One Direction.
Sami Zayn, do you mean Zayn Malik? No? Oh, I'm just an idiot? Okay.
Okay. What is wrestling? What is a Sami Zayn? I thought it was Zayn Malik, which is a totally different name. But it has Zayn in common, so it's the same.
Exactly the fucking same.
But then we get Divas match.
Oh, good. This will be high quality and respectable.
Right, because Nikki comes out for a match with Naomi, I think. And as her and Breed come out to the ring, Naomi and Tamina Snuka attack them from behind.
I forgot that she existed.
She's been out with an ACL injury.
What the hell is an ACL?
It's in your knee.
I thought it was a Ring of Honor wrestler.
That's ACH.
Oh.
That's the injury that Tyson Kidd had for that year he was out.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, so Tamina had that, but she's back now, she's good.
Oh, what is she doing? Is she doing something other than being a bodyguard / enforcer?
So she super kicks Brie Bella and is helping Naomi beat up the Bellas. And, because apparently they're kind of family now.
What?
Well, here's, so Naomi's married to an Uso, and Usos are a Samoan. And since all Samoans are related, and Tamina is from some sort of Samoan family, Tamina and Naomi are now sisters.
What?
I think that's how it works, right? That's how Samoans work?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, tag team match, though. Because here comes the new Kang of the Ring, King Barrett, with his new tag team partner, the largest man in the world, with the baddest king in the world. So Sheamus and Barrett team up against Ziggler and Neville because, you know, weeks of feuding are happening.
This is the same match that we've already seen, like, 5 times.
At least twice, I think.
Basically 5.
It's the same as 12.
Yes.
So, in their 15th round match, Sheamus and Barrett actually win this time when Barrett hits, I think, Neville with the bullhammer after Sheamus interfered. The largest interference in the world. So Barrett and Sheamus win. There you go.
I really don't care about this feud. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't bring myself to care.
No.
What is it? The Commonwealth and Dolph Ziggler? Like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just, hey, Ziggler, I don't like you because you are small and pathetic. And then Neville's like, I don't like Barrett because I don't like Barrett. And Barrett's like, well,
we don't know why. You, I don't like you. We don't know why. He hasn't said a bloody word since he debuted.
Yeah, really.
How do we know what his motivation is?
I don't know.
Sloppy writing.
Yeah, basically. And now it's main event time.
That was unbelievably quick.
Yeah, not a lot of matches this week. So, the Authority comes out after Orton and Reigns are out there. And Jamie Noble's like, hey, Rollins is going to be a guest commentator. Kane's going to be a guest enforcer.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know. It means Mercury's going to be a special guest timekeeper.
Why?
And I'm going to be here.
Mercury can't count.
He can't even talk. How can he count if he can't talk?
Exactly.
How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
How can Mercury count if there's no bell to ring?
But who was phone?
You.
Oh no! So once I became the phone, Orton tried to go for a quick RKO, that didn't work. And then Orton, you know, it was just a match. It's just a basic Reigns-Orton match for Raw, which means nothing cool actually happened. Until Reigns, I think, hit Orton with a Superman punch, and then as he was going for the spear, something, Kane pulled him out of the ring, and it was a mess, and then Rollins got involved, and then I think Reigns speared Rollins, and then Orton RKO'd Reigns. Ambrose was out there for some reason.
What do you mean for some reason? He's in the bloody main event. He has a reason to be out there.
Yeah, but I don't remember why he ran out there.
Because he saw a fight and he wanted to get involved.
I think the Authority was ganging up on Reigns and Orton, and then Ambrose ran out there. And then that's when Reigns speared Rollins, Orton RKO'd Reigns, and then Ambrose was like, why'd you RKO Reigns? You suck! And then he hit Orton with Dirty Deeds, and he was actually the last man standing with 2 weeks left until the pay-per-view. So he's not going to win the main event.
Yeah, no, he'll take the pin to keep the rest looking strong.
No, don't say that. Orton's got to take the pin.
Why?
Because he's already had his chance. He's leaving the main event feud soon.
Great. Sounds logic.
No, it is!
No, that's why they won't do it. That's what I'm saying. That's why they just won't do that.
Yeah, you're probably right. Anyway, Ambrose was the last man standing at the end of Raw, and that was Raw, so let's move on to SmackDown.
Okay, SmackDown, go. Great, so
okay,
that was
nice.
SmackDown.
Jerry Lawler.
He's not relevant.
Great, so that was SmackDown.
Right. He's just there. And then he's like, King of the Ring! Yay! And then
didn't that already happen, though?
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah. And then Barrett's like, JBL, go. Please, leave. And he's like, all hail King Barrett! And then Ziggler comes out as being stupid. And now they're having a match. And then Sheamus comes out halfway through the match. And then Neville comes out and... Then there's a tag team match.
Hang on, didn't this happen on Raw?
Yeah.
Wait, this is literally the same exact match.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But it was actually, like, it wasn't that bad to watch. But it was just like, where is this going? What the hell?
Got an answer for you? Nowhere.
Great.
But, Neville and Ziggler won.
Oh.
Oh, it's different, though.
Great.
Okay.
And then after that abysmal opening... yeah.
Abysmal.
It was dire.
It was. Dean Ambrose backstage!
Yay!
Yay! And he's like, I'm going to be the new champion. I'm just going to do it. Why not, you know? Just for the giggles, why not?
Okay.
It's not like I've lost 9 out of 10 matches I've had at the last pay-per-views. I can clearly be the World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's how it works.
Clearly.
Really stupid. And I'm like, what? Dean, stop, please. I love you, but stop.
No, don't stop. Do it forever.
But then the most ridiculous thing in the world happened.
More ridiculous than Raw?
The largest ridiculous thing in the world.
No, there was Luke Harper and he was all like, da 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 da. Yeah. And then, guess who came out? This guest.
Britney Spears.
No.
Mojo Rawley.
It was Fandango!
Oh, great. That was my next answer.
No.
I was just like, why is this happening? And then freaking Luke Harper does the Fandango.
Why?
Right? I don't know. He just does it a little bit. It's kind of funny. And it's like, what's happening?
Is this the thing now? Just Fandangoing is sweeping the locker room 3 years late?
Yeah, everyone's doing it now. Then it's like, yeah, why not? And then a match happens that was okay, and then Luke Harper just does a clothesline and then pins Fandango and wins. And then Eric Rowan.
Oh.
Just walks out, why not? And just kind of beats the crap out of Fandango for no reason.
Wait.
And just walks away.
Nothing. What?
I don't know.
There's a joke somewhere, but I'm having trouble because this is so incomprehensible that I'm struggling to get past that it happened.
I don't understand.
I thought for a second maybe Harper and Rowan were teaming up again, but he just walked away?
Yeah.
There
was no exchange.
What a breakout superstar.
God damn it.
So weird. I don't know what was happening, and it confused my small brain.
Why the hell?
For the next, we have Lana.
Oh, yay.
Yay, but not for long.
Okay.
Because she's talking, and people are cheering for her. And she's like, no, please stop, it angers Rusev. And then he storms out.
Don't turn me face, otherwise my boyfriend will hate me.
Yeah. It's just like, go away, leave, you're annoying, stupid face. Ugh. And then she's just like walking away, really sad. And I'm like, no, Lana, I love you. Please come back. Please. Please. I'll be your boyfriend. Yay.
Okay.
Does that make me her boyfriend too?
Yes.
Yay.
And but
you guys have a weird relationship.
Yep.
We have a relationship.
Rusev just starts talking shit about John Cena, and he's like, I am a machine! I show no mercy! And I will destroy you!
John Cena says that.
No, Rusev.
Oh.
But he's talking about John Cena.
That sounds like something John Cena would say, so you can understand.
It would have been a lot funnier if Cena said it.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like that will happen because WWE. And then he's just like, I'm gonna win. And on this time, I've forgotten what it was, but he was like, we will have a chat about things.
What?
He basically said, we will talk.
But that's all you do.
And I'm like, why are you setting up a date for a chat? And there is a plane going over my frickin' house.
Now it's gone. What happened next?
Okay.
And then, there's another backstage segment.
God fucking damn it.
With Roman Reigns.
And the best.
He's like, alright, I'm in this match with three guys. Now, Orton's been my rival since the beginning.
No, he hasn't.
I know.
It's been a while, but yeah.
He's like, Seth, I've learned to hate him. Dean, I still trust him. But, I still think of him as a brother. But, I need to fight for the championship.
No, you don't.
And then he does that stupid face where he's like, no. And that was his segment. He was just being stupid and annoying, and I was like, please, let it be over.
Summed up every single Roman Reigns segment in history right there.
Yes. And then we have a tag team match.
Fucking great.
We have the New Day.
Yeah.
versus Cesaro and Tyson Kidd.
Why?
They needed to get another person to join their tag team. And who did they choose?
Natalia?
No. Oh. They chose the man who will eat anything.
Yeah!
I will eat anyone and everyone.
What was really funny was that he came out and he got the timing wrong for his entrance. So, you know, he does the whole thing. He got it wrong and it was out of time. And I thought it was the most hilarious thing in the world.
Wow.
It just made me giggle a lot. I fell off my bed. Yeah.
SmackDown!
But...
Perfect.
It was actually kind of a good match. It wasn't that bad. Like, everyone got some good hits in. It was enjoyable to watch. But then...
Got some good hits in though, right?
This is Bray Wyatt teases to come out. He doesn't come out. His little vignette plays. But no, nothing. And then Ryback's distracted. And then somehow the New Day win. And it's like, oh, okay, that match was over very quickly. Well,
SmackDown.
Okay, then. SmackDown. Great.
And then there's another backstage segment. Another one.
Wow, so many.
There's a lot. With Randy Orton.
Oh, good.
And he's like, I have no strategy for payback.
I thought you were going to say there are no strings on me.
It would have been hilarious.
Randy Orton comes out and he's like,
how could you be worthy to be in the main event of Payback? You're all pockets. Tangled in storylines. There are no storylines on me.
You want to fix the main event, but you don't want it to change.
Fucking yes.
But anyway, he's like,
I don't have a strategy for Payback. I'm just gonna hit one that's close to me.
And I'm like, isn't that what you do anyway?
Like, yes.
You choose a person to hit who's close to you, hopefully, because arm's length, at least.
There's like some physics to this, Orton.
No. He just does the Michael Jordan thing at the end of Space Jam where he punches Dean Ambrose across the arena.
You're goddamn obsessed with Space Jam lately.
What?
It's because he hates it.
Space Jam. Alright. So Orton's going to become Ultron / Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Ultron Jordan, yes.
Sorry, he's just going to be an asshole to everyone. Like normal.
Okay, good. Good to know nothing's changed.
And then we have Divas match.
Oh, good. Nothing's changed.
With Naomi and Emma. I don't... And obviously Tamina's there. And it's like, why? And it was just a stupid match. And Naomi won. And then Emma's like on the floor. And Tamina comes in, and Naomi and Tamina just kick Emma for a while.
Okay.
Why not? And it's like, why is this happening? Why am I watching this? Just, no.
SmackDown!
And then we have another backstage segment.
Ah, dang!
Are we near the main event yet?
Yes, almost.
Yay.
And then Seth Rollins.
Okay.
So he's just bigging himself up, and he's like, "This isn't the World Heavyweight WWE Champion. This is my heavyweight championship. Mine. Everything's mine. Mine." And then he's like, Kane's just jealous of me because he's obsolete and I am amazing. I am the man, and the future is now, and I am the future, and me, my beard, look at it.
I would have loved it if that promo just ended with Rollins being like, everything's mine, it's mine, it's all mine, 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 mine.
Did he just fucking get up and leave?
I think so.
Anyway.
You really are the lunatic host.
I try.
Clearly.
So what happened next?
But then we have another tag team match.
Oh, for God's sake.
SmackDown!
SmackDown!
You never guess.
Oh no, I don't want to guess.
Right, actually, wait 1 second.
Okay. Wait.
What?
No, hold on.
It's a what? What is it?
Play the intro again.
Why?
I don't know what's happening.
My brother just came home, so I had to tell him to be quiet.
Okay.
Be quiet, I'm talking about tag matches.
It's the Lucha Dragons.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
And the Matadors.
Aren't they the same people?
No, it's Spain / Puerto Rico versus Mexico.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same place?
No, Liam, it's not.
Oh.
It was just so stupid.
Why was it stupid?
Because the Matadors were in it.
Oh my god.
I miss the Usos.
I know, right?
Why did it happen?
So the Matadors clearly won that, right?
No.
Oh.
Good.
Yay.
It was so crappy and stupid and I hated everything and... But then we get to the main event!
Oh good, hooray. Which was what again?
A contract signing!
Oh god!
For the main event, because those literally always go off without a hitch.
Yeah. Right. But it was really funny because, like, they all came down without a problem. Reigns was fine. Orton was fine. Even Ambrose was fine. Sat down nicely. Then Seth Rollins comes out and he just kind of stops. He doesn't go into the ring. And he's like, Kane can sign my name. I don't need to be there. And then Kane's like, no, I can only do that if you're, like, injured or you can't physically be here. And since you're here, you can. So, come do it.
Fine, just hand me the contract out here. I don't want to go in there.
Pretty much.
Oh, I made that up, so that's funny.
Up, like, Dev, and he's like, just like, yo, give me the contract. I want to look over it. And so he looks over it, and then he gets in the ring, signs it, and he's like, yes! What are you?
The way you say that, it makes me think like he just rolls in the ring and just jumps up in the air like, yeah!
Yeah!
Don't you forget about me.
Forget about me.
But I was just really stupid. And then somehow, everything, like, there was just, I don't know what happened. But then Dean Ambrose just got up, started moving chairs to the side, started, grabbed the table, like, put it over the ropes. And he just went, we all know how this is going to end anyway. I called dibs on the table. And then just massive fight breaks out. And it's just so chaotic and stupid, and Ambrose is throwing chairs, and everything's going wrong, and there's like the Superman punch, and Seth's stupid laugh. He just like throws someone, he's just like, wah-ha-ha-ha, yeah.
Smackdown!
And then, of course, there's just an RKO, because why not? Like, why the fuck not?
He was banned that one time, so we gotta catch up on the quota.
Yeah, just like, no, why the hell not? And then And then somehow, I don't even know how, because it just happened so stupidly and chaotically, and there was nothing was right about this. And then Seth just ended up being the last person standing and just being like, yep, okay.
Bye. Don't you forget about me.
Yep. And that was SmackDown. It was literally...
SmackDown!
Yay!
NXT!
NXT kicks off with Charlotte versus Emma.
Okay.
Yeah, Emma comes out wearing Bayley's t-shirt and the headbands, which is something a girlfriend would do in a relationship, steal all of the other half's clothes.
I don't do that.
No, but Charlotte basically kicks her around and punches her around for a little bit, but then Emma is like, hey, you have a leg, I'm gonna pull it off, and then she tries to pull it off. She doesn't, because Charlotte is like, natural selection, and then she wins. Yay.
Oh, okay. And then I thought Charlotte was going away to move up, but I guess not.
Nah, she's just around now, for whatever reason. And then Bayley materializes in front of the ring. She gets in and is like, hey, Emma, I want to hug you. And she hugs Emma, and Emma's like, okay, bye. But Bayley's like, no, and then hug plexes her.
Yeah, baby.
And then she tries to, like, pull off her own shirt from Emma, and then Charlotte is like, no, it's not worth it, mate. And then Bayley's like, no, I'm all right, don't touch me.
It's fine, don't touch...
I'm all right, don't touch me. And then we go to a Becky Lynch promo.
Oh, okay.
Why is she a face now? What has she done to turn herself into a face? Nothing?
She switched targets to the heel Sasha Banks, because that's all it takes sometimes.
And now they're highlighting how she is a really good wrestler, so they obviously know how to get people over with the fucking IWC.
Yeah. Because that's what the NXT crowd is.
Basically. And then we cut to a backstage interview, kind of. It's like the sit-down interviews that Michael Cole has, but this one's with Kevin Owens.
Okay.
And Kevin Owens is like, my family! And Cole is like, you're a piece of and then Cole is like, you're a piece of shit. And then Owens is like, no, I'm not. I'm actually not. Though. I have a family, but it makes me not a piece of shit.
Having a family makes me a good person, by default.
And then we have Bull Dempsey come out.
Huh?
And he's like, I'm gonna have a match with Rhino. And then Rhino comes out, and it's a match that ends in about two moves.
Oh, good.
Rhino hits a belly-to-belly and gores Rhino. And no, Rhino... You're throwing me off my groove, goddammit!
Bull Dempsey gores Rhino.
Rhino gores Rhino. I have no sympathy for him whatsoever. Rhino wins, I mean, he's like, hey, Baron Corbin, I want to fight you. So I guess that makes it official.
Rhino wins.
Do you mind?
No.
Great. Sasha Banks cuts a promo looking at pictures of the Fabulous Moolah being like, she was great, but I'm better.
Okay, cool.
And then, there's William Regal in his office, and then a black guy comes in, and he's like, hi, I'm here now, and Regal's like, I love you.
This sounds like the opening to a very X-rated movie.
And then it cuts to a hype video for this guy that we don't even know the name of. I think his name is like, Yoo-Hoo Country or something.
Oh, I've heard of Yoo-Hoo Country.
Yeah, he wrestled Lizard's Dungeon? USA? Whatever the name of that promotion is.
Or, Professional Wrestle Monkeys?
Pretty much.
Oh my god, Gianna!
What?
Get in here, stupid cat. I apologize, Supla Nation. My cat's being a dingus. Anyway, Yoo-Hoo Country's here.
I can't wait for Yo-Yo and government to come here.
Can't wait for Yombo County.
Can't wait for Wombo Combo.
That's it, that's the one.
Okay, Wombo Combo is basically coming to NXT, yay.
Okay, good.
And then the diet version of the Briscoe Brothers come out. Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder. They came out.
Oh, okay.
They are literally the Diet Briscoe Brothers.
They're mechanics.
No, they're rednecks.
They're mechanics.
No, they're rednecks.
What is you? What? What?
What?
Are they the red? Are they the redneck? Whatever we were hearing
know.
About.
I don't know. But then, oh, their Titantron has aerial font on it. Fuck it. I hate it.
Do you just hate the font in general?
I hate that they have a library of fonts to use that are much better, but they decide to go with that because Jabba's.
Gianna, I swear to God, if you knock over my microphone stand, I'm gonna be mad at you.
Fucking great. Enzo Amore and Colin Cassidy's music hits, but they don't come out because Blake and Murphy jumped them backstage, and Carmella's like, no, don't do that, guys.
Okay.
Sit down interview right. Time.
With who?
Sami Zayn.
Cool, my arm's broken now.
He doesn't say that. Because this was recorded like 2 weeks ago.
In this universe, he's actually perfectly fine.
Yeah, for some whatever reason. But
in the NXT cinematic universe, he's fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine until the next movie where he eventually dies.
Oh, shit.
He says Owens is a piece of shit.
Well, he's not wrong.
But why?
No, but my family.
Why, Kevin? Why?
Because of my family.
Then it's a contract signing on NXT. What the hell?
Is it for the family man?
It's for...
And the Sammy man?
No, it's for the women.
Okay!
A really good segment, actually. Becky Lynch comes out and she cut what seemed to be an unscripted promo about how she's really, really, really good at wrestling.
No, I'm the best at wrestling.
Yeah, and how it's like, I have wrestled everywhere. And then Sasha Banks stamps the contract with her stamp, and then stamps on Becky Lynch with her boot.
Okay.
And that's the end of that. But then, Becky Lynch gets in the armbar, and that's the end.
So I guess that armbar is like an official finisher submission now?
For Becky Lynch, at least, yes.
I'm okay with that.
I wonder where they got that idea from.
I don't know.
Now it's a backstage interview.
Oh?
With Dana Brooke.
I thought that was the end of the show.
No.
Okay, what does Dana Robot Brooke have to say?
She is a cyborg, constantly cycling through about 4 different taunts. And she has no inflections in her voice, and it's really off-putting.
I am Dana Brooke, and I am wrestle now.
No, literally, she cuts a promo and she's like, hey, Charlotte, you suck. I should have been in the Tap Out commercial.
Oh, God, her motivation is for a spot in a commercial.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to take a page from Andy's book, and I'm going to say that the Dana Brooke experiment is not going well.
She should not be in the main event of WrestleMania.
Against Brock Lesnar.
Main event time!
Oh good, what was it?
It was a rehash of a main event we had a couple of weeks ago, Tyler Breeze versus Hideo Itami.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with
standard main event. It was essentially the whole song and dance of Tyler Breeze saying, don't kick me, please, but Hideo's like, fuck you, and kick you anyway.
You don't seem to remember who I am, I kick people.
Yes, but we should also mention the fact that Finn Balor was out in a suit and just sat next to the ring announcer to watch.
Okay, fine, sure.
He wasn't even on commentary, he just took a seat and was like, I'm gonna watch.
Triple threat is happening, so fine, I'm okay with that.
So, well, of course, you have to involve him in a spot where both of them go to the outside. Tyler Breeze is standing in front of him. Hideo Itami comes running at him with his legs in the air. Tyler Breeze is like, oh no, runs away, and then Hideo Itami hits Finn Balor in the face and they go through the barricade. Whoops.
Whoopsie!
But then,
oopsie doopsie.
He goes back into the ring, and then Itami gets the win via a shotgun kick.
Cool.
Finn Balor comes in the ring and he's like, what the hey? Why? And Hideo's
why'd
like,
you kick me, bro?
I am so sorry, but then Breeze kicks them both really hard, and he wins.
He wins the not match.
He wins NXT, because that's all that happened.
I'm the best at NXT.
kind of is at this rate.
I can't wait for Hideo Itami to win that triple threat number one can- Oh.
What do you mean he's out for 6 to 8 months?
Oh, no. So for those of you who didn't hear, Hideo Itami's got a shoulder injury.
He's going to be out for half a year or more.
Maybe. That was a maybe, right?
Estimated. He might be out. Meow. Yes, I know, Gianna. It's very sad news.
Gianna, I know you like Hideo Itami, but you got to calm down.
Yeah, really. Just cool your shit. But, yeah, that was NXT. Pretty good. Better than Raw and SmackDown, at least.
Yeah, that's not hard to do.
No.
So, there you go. What did you think of Ambrose being in the main event, or SmackDown being SmackDown, or Hideo Itami dying? Let us know in the comments. And if you want more stuff to look at with your face, or listen to with your ears, you can go to supla.com, and there's tons of stuff that we got for your face and ears. Like the Supla News, and the Let's Plays, and the Brocast, and news articles, and a whole bunch of stuff. Gianna, if you don't stop doing whatever it is you're doing here, this is going to be a problem. So, thank you all for listening. I've been Carmen Antonelli.
I've been Sam Brooks.
I have been Ellie Wilmer, and I really want to stroke the cat.
And on that note, we'll see you all next week. It is a cat. Where did you go? Gianna, where the fuck did you go?
She teleported away.
Where the fuck? She vanished! Oh, there you go. Bye.